As we come into prayer today, we bring our honest and authentic selves to God, and we ask God to quiet us with His love. God says in Psalm 46, verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God." Match these words with the rhythm of your breathing in these moments of quiet centering. For this opening reading of the scripture text, listen to the overall movement of it. Ask the Lord for the grace to hear it as if you're hearing it for the very first time.
Our scripture reading today is 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 10. Listen to God's word. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins.
As you listen a second time, is there a word or phrase that catches your attention? Something that stirs your thoughts or feelings and invites deeper pondering? Don't overthink it. Just listen for something that seems to address you personally.
Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins.
If a word or phrase has caught your attention, begin to chew on it. How does this word or phrase connect with your life or longings? What does this word or phrase stir in you as you ponder it?
Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins.
Talk honestly with God about whatever you're noticing, and listen for God's invitations to you. How are you being called to respond to God's word? What do you need from God right now? Thank you.
Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins.
Rest now in the presence of the one who knows you and loves you. Use the language of silence for this time of communion. In the trustworthy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior, and Redeemer. Amen.